a front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
John Rogers, alias Ramsey, before I pronounce sentence, I'll give you one more chance to name your accomplice. If you do, I'll take that into any consideration for leniency. And if you don't, I'll give you the limit the law allows.
I know, accomplice, Judge.
So you're... It's going to go hard with you, Ramsey.
Had Ramsey told the truth, he would have astonished the judge. But Ramsey's lips were sealed. Listen as Front Page Drama brings you an absorbing story of heroism from the files of the American Weekly, a great magazine that is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. The small gasoline station on the highway provided a modest living for John Ramsey and his wife Ethel. In their cottage, set back from the road, life was quiet and devoid of any excitement. So early one morning, when an olive drab sedan drew up in the parking space behind the pumps, they had no idea that the man who got out was going to change the entire course of their lives. The man walked to the small office and paused on the threshold.
John Ramsey?
Yeah, that's me. Anything I can do for you?
I'd like to talk to you, Ramsey. Alone.
Oh, I'll go into the house, John. It's about time I prepared lunch anyway.
No, Ethel, you stay here. I've got no secrets from my wife, mister. Whatever you tell me, I'll tell her anyway, so you might as well spill while she's here.
I'd rather talk to you alone.
You talk to both of us or not at all. Make up your mind.
Very well. If you want it that way, I suppose I'll have to agree. And mind if I come in and shut the door?
Oh, come on in.
Now then, first I want you to look at this.
William Barker, U.S. Intelligence. What do you want with me?
I know all about you, Ramsey. Huh? I know, for example, that your real name is not Ramsey. I know you've served a term for burglary.
Now, wait a minute. You've got nothing on me. I've been going straight ever since my release 6 years ago.
I know that, too. I also know that when it comes to opening a safe, there's no one in the country to equal you.
Well, what of it, Mr. Barker? You're not going to accuse John of having opened any safes, are you?
No, I'm not. But I am going to ask him to open one.
What?
For your country, Ramsey.
Well, I don't get it.
Is this some sort of joke you're playing, Mr. Barker?
I'd better explain. But first, I want your promise that nothing I tell you will be repeated.
Very well. We'll keep in confidence whatever you tell us.
You've heard about the spies that are loose in this country?
Yes.
Well, my office happens to believe that a certain business organization is, in fact, a front for a spy ring.
What can I do about that?
We have only the vaguest of information pointing to this otherwise highly respectable company. We don't even have enough to get a warrant to search its premises. But there is a possibility that in the safe of this company, there are incriminating documents.
Well, it seems to me, if you think so, you ought to just grab them.
No, you don't understand. The law won't allow us to. I have to work in this instance outside the law. And I feel justified in doing so because of the danger to our country. Besides the legal aspects, we don't want this company to know that we are suspicious of its activities.
I get it now. You want me to crack the safe, huh?
Yes, and to take microfilms of all documents in it.
Okay, if it's a government job, I'll do it.
Oh, no, it's not a government job. It's got to be just a safe-cracking job by a well-known safe-cracker. If you're caught at it, you won't get any help from my office. If you're sentenced to jail, you may have to serve your term, and neither you nor I will be able to say a word in your defense.
Well, how come?
I'm not here in my official capacity. I'm here just as a plain citizen, asking another citizen to help his country. Officially, my office doesn't condone any such thing as I'm proposing to you. In fact, my superiors know nothing about it.
I see.
You say you want John to take photos of documents.
That's right.
Well, now, suppose he's arrested. Won't the photos give away the fact that he wasn't just robbing the safe for money?
Oh, I can take care of that. If you are caught, I can use my influence with the police to suppress any mention of photographic equipment, but I can't do more than that.
I suppose you'll want me to take any cash I find to make it look like a real job.
That depends. Now, can you open a safe without leaving a trace?
Most safes, not all.
This is a Cambridge Model A400.
I can open that without blasting, but I'll need certain equipment.
How much will it cost?
The price for that comes high, a couple hundred.
I'll give you that much.
All right, when do you want this job done?
As soon as possible. You'll have to look over the plant and determine for yourself the best time.
All right. One other thing. I'll need a helper. If I'm to take pictures, I won't be able to do the job alone.
I'm afraid we can't take anyone else into this.
Well, what about me? I know your plan already, and I can take pictures. If John is to be put in danger, I want to go alone.
Oh, no, Ethel. This isn't for you.
Well, it certainly is. Who else can you trust?
Your wife is right. If she's willing, let her help you.
Well, all right.
Good. I'll be back in a couple of days with complete instructions. And meanwhile, here's the money to get your equipment.
Heaven's sake, Ethel, can't you hurry with those pictures? We've been here 5 hours already.
Just a few more, John.
Well, take them and let's get out.
Okay. There. That's the last. Now, you can close the safe.
Okay. I'm not going to use the searchlight in getting out. We've been here too long. You know the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Stay close to me and move slowly.
Hey, just a minute.
Huh?
I want to gather all this photo equipment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All ready.
Come on. Be careful over here. The alarm is right around here.
Oh, John, I tripped the alarm.
Come on, run for it. This way.
Halt! Halt or I'll fire!
Cop! Ethel, run the other way!
What about you?
You run, I'll keep them busy. Hurry or get us both!
Hang where you are!
Don't shoot, I surrender! Don't shoot!
John's surrender enabled Ethel to escape with the photographs, but John was charged with attempted burglary. Stay with us for just a moment when we bring you the conclusion to this front page drama from the American Weekly. The American Weekly is a magazine that is full of features that interest men and women alike. There are household, beauty, and cooking hints for the ladies, and there's plenty of romance in the American Weekly each week. There's adventure, science, fascinating facts, all true in every issue of the American Weekly. There are beautiful color illustrations, fascinating true stories about famous people written by the best writers in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with a group of America's greatest Sunday papers. Readers in over 9.5 million homes have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that contains it. Be sure to read the American Weekly issue of October 1st. And now, back to our front page drama. John Ramsey, realizing he could not defend himself, pleaded guilty to attempted burglary. When he was brought up for sentencing, his record was held against him.
The prisoner will step forward. John Rogers, alias Ramsey. Before I pronounce sentence, I'll give you one more chance to name your accomplice. If you do, I'll take that into consideration. If you don't, I'll give you the limit the law allows.
I'm not talking.
The arresting officer saw another person before he caught you. Now, why not give us the name of that person? You'll save yourself 5 years in prison.
He was mistaken. I was alone.
You're being very foolish.
Your Honor.
Who is that?
Your Honor, I'm the prisoner's wife. May I speak to him for just a minute? Maybe I can persuade him to talk.
Very well. You may sit at the council table with the prisoner. And if you can make him name his accomplice, Mrs. Ramsey, you'll be doing him a good turn.
Thank you, sir. John.
It's no use, Ethel.
John, my freedom isn't worth much to me if you're in jail. This way, we'll both go to jail together and get out together.
No, darling. You don't know what jail's like. I won't let you go.
Oh, please.
Ethel, stop it. It's tough enough knowing that those photos didn't show a thing. I'm going to serve a stretch for nothing. Make it tougher for me? I can stand it knowing you're free, but if I had to think of you in jail, I'd go mad. Now, do you understand?
All right. All right, John. Your Honor, I'm sorry. My husband insists he had no accomplice.
You have my sympathy, Mrs. Ramsey, but your husband doesn't. Stand up, John Ramsey. You are hereby sentenced to the state penitentiary for a period of not less than 10 and not more than 20 years.
Ethel!
Oh, John, oh, darling.
And Barker. I thought I'd never see you again.
I thought so, too. These months have seemed like years, but here I am. I have news for you.
You have?
I thought you'd want to know that those documents your wife photographed for us weren't useless after all.
Huh?
They were in code, and it took us these past 6 months to break the code. And with the information in them, we rounded up the entire spy ring last week.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I thought this 10-year jolt I was handed was all for nothing. Now, at least, I won't mind serving my term.
Ramsey, I wish I could tell you how much I admire you. Any man who would do what you're willing to do is a hero.
No, you're wrong there, Barker. I think most people in this country would give their lives for it. I'm only given 10 years.
Do you want to tell him, Mrs. Ramsey, or shall I?
Tell me what?
John, huh? Mr. Barker has more good news. He went to the governor and told him everything. He's gotten a pardon for you. When we leave here, you're coming with us.
A pardon? I don't know what to say. Ethel, Mr. Barker...
I had to swear the governor to secrecy, but I just couldn't let you stay in jail. And if I weren't afraid to let your story get known, you'd have gotten more than a pardon, Ramsey. You'd have gotten a decoration. However, I'm afraid you're one hero who'll never be able to boast about his exploits.
Well, that's just as well, Mr. Barker. After all, my ability as a safecracker isn't something I'd want to boast about, even if, in this case, I cracked a safe for my country.
Ramsey walked out of prison a free man. Back at his gas station, he resumed his quiet life, an unassuming man who not only sold gas and oil, but who was a hero at the same time. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. There is scarcely a person in the world who is not interested in the great names of the movies, and who doesn't want to know more about them. Although his art is plainly understood, to most people, Charles Chaplin, the man, is a puzzle. His loves, his inner conflicts, his personal desires are unknown to all but a few of his intimates. However, Adela Rogers St. Johns knows Mr. Chaplin as few others do, and she brings you the real truth about him in a new series called Love, Laughter, and Tears that appears in the American Weekly. Don't miss the article called The Enigma of Charlie Chaplin in the October 1st issue of the American Weekly. The American Weekly brings you timely, thought-provoking articles, amusing commentaries, intimate memoirs, and stories that actually happened, written by the world's finest writers. Readers in over 9.5 million homes look forward to the American Weekly each week. Why not let that include your home, starting this week? Ask for the Sunday paper that contains the nation's reading habit, the American Weekly.